Rasmus, you take a look at the power. You got four power play goals in this game. What went well for you, do you think, that was able to open things up for you on the power play?
We were keeping it simple, honestly. Quick puck movement, and we had a shooting mentality today, and we got pucks back, so it was an overall good power play game.
Rasmus and back. You know, Owen Power takes a spill in the last game, goes down, looks pretty bad, ends up playing tonight, you know, looked like he had a really impactful game. When he is playing at that level, what does he bring your team?
I mean, he's a huge part of our team. He's so unbelievable in what he does, and he's key in a lot of situations. So a lot of character shown from him. You know, I'm sure he battles through something. So a lot of respect for him.
Rasmus, your team's now 5-1 on the road in these Stanley Cup playoffs. Montreal's 5-2, so both teams seem comfortable on the road, but is there anything you can point to that actually tells you why that is?
I think we simplify our game when we're on the road. We are playing more aggressive, stuff that you should be doing at home also. But yeah, I like our road game. We're just letting it loose out there.
Down 3-1. You're playing pretty well, though. Just can you explain the mood and just what allowed you guys to keep your focus and plow forward and, you know, take over the game again?
I felt like the bench was alive the whole game. We believed in it from the beginning. And Oopie came in and gave us a little boost. So it was a mix of everything, but I'm super happy with the character from today's game.
Rasmus, what was, if anything, what were the words you had for the team this morning as you guys were getting ready to face elimination here?
We had some good meetings. You know, you got to treat it as any other game. We're going out every single game to try to win. If you get too jacked up in front of these games, it's hard to play. But today I felt like we played loose. We played with confidence. Yeah, it was an overall A game from us, honestly.
Mike and then Rachel. Uko, I'm interested in your thoughts on just preparing for this game, knowing you weren't playing. And then what was it like all of a sudden, 10 minutes into the game, there you are, you're on the ice. How did you just stay ready for that particular moment in this game?
Yeah, I mean, there's no difference in, like, preparation. You prepare the same way every game. You have to be ready to go. That's where there's two goalies. And I feel like that's been the story of, you know, the whole year. As a team, everybody, you know, when their chance comes or when they're needed, they have stepped up. And, you know, it felt good to kind of have the team playing as well as they did, you know, in front of me. And I feel like from that point on, when I got to the net, we, you know, started playing simple and really, really pushed the game and kind of take it our way. So, yeah, I don't think there's anything different in the preparation, and you just try to keep it simple and, you know, just have the, you know, like it's any other situation when you go in.
Uko, what does it mean for this team to first play in a game seven, and what does this team have to do to win game seven?
I don't know exactly, you know, it's the first time for everybody, but I think there's a lot to learn from today's game. You know, for, you know, a lot of guys, it was the first elimination game we've been part of as a team. And so I feel like just kind of duplicating what we did today, taking the good things away, knowing how we have to play and, you know, kind of what our game is in these situations and just being confident with it. So I don't think it's anything too crazy. I think we can just learn from today.
Rasmus, when you see Helenius and Benson and now Metsä stepping into these games in these roles as younger guys, granted you guys all have, you know, the same amount of experience going here, to see them stepping up in a game like this, what does this mean to have those guys jump into these situations?
It's incredible. I think the whole team feeds off their energy. What they bring, and Helenius comes in, was it game four or something, and just takes over. It was cool to see. So I love having them on my team. They bring so much energy on and off the ice, so they're a huge part.
Ugo, you talked about how you have to be ready no matter what, but you come in and don't really face that many shots, and you obviously handled it very well, but does that make it harder when you don't even get to handle the puck all that much when you come in cold like that?
I feel like at that point of the, you know, when you get put in, it doesn't really matter how many shots you see. You just try to find a way to get comfortable in the net, be ready for the next shot. I feel like as a goalie, you kind of have to think that you're almost playing with house money at this point. That point, you kind of want to just do your best, help your team to win. You can't overcomplicate things. You have to just go one shot at a time. It doesn't matter at what point it comes. So just kind of finding a way to stay warm and to get comfortable on the net. I think that's the biggest part.
Ugo, after last game, Rasmus said basically that our best player need to be our best player. He had 5 points tonight. What have you seen from your captain in that game?
I think, well, yeah, 5 points is pretty good. I don't think there's much else, you know, kind of have to say about that. But, I mean, it's an elimination game, you know, for us, and our captain steps up, and that's how you lead a team. I think that's been the whole year, how well he has played. It's not always if you're the loudest on the bench or at the locker room. You take games over when you need to, and I think he very much showed it today.
Ukko-Pekka, I'm curious what the other night was like for you, like leaving the rink after the game, like how you managed to flush that game and kind of get it out of your system in such a short period of time.
I feel like in the playoffs, it doesn't matter what the score of the game is. It doesn't really matter if you win, if you lose. The next game comes fast, and the next game, it doesn't matter what the score of the last one was. You have to be able to, I kind of keep repeating myself, but just never get too low, never get too high. You have to, you know, every game is different. Every game is a new one. So you can't really drag those games along. You need to know what you did wrong, what you need to do better. And I feel like our goalie coach, you know, Belzy, has been unbelievable with that this year. If there's something that needs to be changed, he will point it out to me and just, you know, kind of help me to get comfortable with my game again. And I think today was a good example of that.